Now let us read pages 11 and 12 in order to understand their occupations, trade and commerce, and major achievements. You see, agriculture was the main occupation of the people. They grew wheat, barley, corn, dates, fruits and vegetables. Their advanced irrigation methods led to an increase in crop production. Mesopotamian seals have been found in Indus cities, and Indus seals have been found in Mesopotamian cities. Now, what does that tell you, children? Yes, it tells us that trade existed between them. I will now discuss the major achievements of the Mesopotamians. Mesopotamians built many buildings and temples using baked bricks. Now, do you know why they used baked bricks? Well, stone was not easily available in Mesopotamia. They also built ziggurats. Architectural forms like the arch, column, and dome were used in the building. Now, these ziggurats were massive structures decorated with marble, tiles, and precious stones. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon, built by King Nebuchadnezzar, is an excellent example of their architectural work. We learned to divide an hour into 60 minutes and a minute into 60 seconds from the Mesopotamians. Their year had 12 months, having 30 days in each month. They even divided days and nights into 12 hours each. The Sumerians invented writing almost 5,500 years ago. The Mesopotamian system of writing is known as cuneiform because the script was wedge-shaped. It was written from right to left. They wrote on clay tablets, which was baked. You can see the picture of a cuneiform tablet on page 12. I wonder if you have heard of the Code of Hammurabi. Well, the Code of Hammurabi is a well-preserved Babylonian code of law of ancient Mesopotamia, dating to about 1754 BC. It is one of the oldest interpreted writing of great length in the world. The sixth Babylonian king, Hammurabi, carved it on a large stone. It gives details of common life. It consists of 282 laws concerning trade, commerce, family, and civil disputes. Punishments were based on how severe the offense was. Both the accused and the accuser had the opportunity to provide evidence. For each crime, a specific punishment was listed. Punishments were very harsh, which included death, a cutting off of a body part, and the idea of an eye for an eye was widely followed. There is a picture of a stone head of Hammurabi given on page 12. The Mesopotamian civilization was perhaps the earliest of the River Valley civilizations, but it declined. There are many reasons for it. The Euphrates River, which was the lifeline of this great civilization, unexpectedly changed its course. The region became more and more dry, like a desert. Winds and sandstorms could also have been responsible for the decline of this great civilization. I would advise you to read the chapter carefully in order to understand the topic better. I hope you enjoyed this lesson.